Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with someone who has just put an amazing career together and just getting stronger and stronger. David Koechner, you know from so many things. I'll tell you, American Dad, he's done so many of the voices on there, but Bob Pogo, if you don't listen to or you don't watch F is for Family, it's to me, it's one of the best things out there. He has roots in SNL, Second City, you know him from the Anchorman movies and, of course, The Office and The Goldbergs. Honestly, what an amazing career he's put together. His latest is The Right One, and it's terrific. And it's out now. You could see it streaming. It's actually in some films here. We just spoke to Ken Mock, a filmmaker on that, and they all did a terrific job. Casting was absolutely terrific. But David Koechner here with us. David, how are you? Thrilled to have you.
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. Go Chiefs. Let's start this interview outright. Going to be a great weekend. Of course, you start your weekend off, like you said, with a nice romantic comedy. There's no better way to settle in as a little pre-Valentine gift to yourself. The Right One, starring Cleopatra Coleman and Nick Soon, stand-up comic, a first starring role. Myself and Eliza Schlesinger in support of this comedy role. Now, I hate to blow it for you, gang. David Koechner does not get the girl in this movie. It might be the first time we've done
it. Yeah, too bad. Hey, but listen, but you do get the roles.
That's what people really tune in for. Like, I hope Koechner finally gets the girl.
But again, you get roles after role after role after role, and it's for a good reason. You're great at what you do, and I mean, whether it's behind the scenes or doing voice acting or regular acting, your sketch work is just legendary. Honestly, what a career you've put together. Not bad for a kid from Tipton, Missouri. And hey, any other famous people from Tipton, Missouri? Are you the guy? Is there
One of the members of the rock band The Birds apparently is from Tipton. He wasn't there when I was growing up, but someone pointed out his tombstone to me. What's his name? Clark. Something Clark.
Yeah.
He was a member of The Birds and is from Tipton, Missouri. So, yeah, I share that billing. Although there's no sign in that small town giving either of us any recognition, which is fine with me. I'm on your show. What do I need, right?
You got to be kidding me. I figured Tipton High School has a whole wall dedicated to you. I mean, think about the shows and the movies that you've done. If you think about how many millions and millions of people have seen your work and heard your work, do you have some kind of anonymity, maybe because you're not the guy who gets the girl in the films? Are you able to do your own shopping? Are you able to do that without everybody coming up to you? Do you have any kind of privacy?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm certainly less well-known, so it doesn't bother me. You know, you go out, and then people, either they hear the voice or one thing or the other, and they notice you, which, you know, is fine with me. Like that, you don't do it for the recognition. You do it for the love of the game. And so as long as I'm able to work, I'm happy. If, you know, a little bit of recognition comes along the way, you're twice blessed. But like anything, if you do something with purpose and it makes an impact, well, then you've done your job.
You know, and again, when you look at the resume, it's tremendous. It's, I mean, really impressive. Have you needed to turn down things that you look back on and said, geez, how the hell did I turn that down? Because you were either working on something that was steady or you were already committed to something. Is there any kind of, I don't want to call them regrets, but are there any kind of things that you look at and say, God, I wish I could have this one back?
If you look at my resume, it's pretty clear I don't turn anything down. You know, years ago, oftentimes there'd be casting for a show that was going to shoot in Atlanta for, you know, 6 months, or North Carolina, and I wouldn't even consider it because I do have five kids, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to go away for 6 months, no way. Even when we shot Anchorman in Atlanta, I flew back every weekend, and that can be taxing. That was for 3 months, you know. But because of the time difference, I was able to make it to their soccer games on Saturday mornings. It was pretty incredible. But yeah, I, you know, like the, as you said, there's no, you can choose to live in regret or not, and I choose not to. And so, there's always more. That's the beautiful thing about show business. I don't care what didn't happen yesterday. Today, there's always something new. Whether it's a commercial shooting, a television show, or a movie, there's always going to be something next. So, and God willing, we're going to get back to live soon as well. So we'll have that. You don't regret. I tell you what, I've done auditions where I've gotten a standing ovation. I'm not even kidding. It's not an ego thing. I've done an audition where I got a standing ovation from the writer, director, and producers. And I drove away thinking, that clearly is mine. I got on my agent. I called him from the audition. I'm driving back to my house. And I say, book that one. I know I've got it. And he says, they already have an offer out to an actor.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I guess, listen.
Take the win, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, you can't really regret too much. Yeah, really, you've put together an amazing one. The right one is excellent too, by the way. And the funny thing about this is, I would assume that you've worked with everybody at this point. But you mentioned Nick Thune. This is this is his first role like this, and also Ken Mock doesn't usually do this type of a film. He's more unscripted and everything else, and he did a great job on this. The right one. These are a lot of new people for you. Am I right?
Yeah. You know, I've known Nick Thune for a long time. In fact, he personally called me and said, hey, listen, Ken wrote this part with you in mind. Would you do it? And I was able to shoot all in one day, all of my scenes. I flew up. I was doing a television show called Bless This Mess at the time. So I flew up on a Saturday, shot all day Sunday for the movie, and then flew back home. So you know what? It's who doesn't want to be in a movie, right? So it was a lot of fun. Like I said, Cleopatra Coleman's the lead. She's fantastic. Nick Thune, Elijah Schlesinger. Also, she is a force of nature in this picture, so it's a lot of fun. But I do have to mention one more thing, if you don't mind my saying. During COVID, we've all had idle time, and they say, you know, that's the devil's workshop, and the devil got a hold of me. I started a new business, talking about things to do during COVID. Started a new business because I noticed that all these businesses are doing Zoom meetings all day, every day, and so they need relief. So I started a business called Hey Good Meeting. We do Zoom fatigue relief for businesses, for your meetings. We provide custom-made comedy. We'll write a show for your business, for your meeting, for your event, for your conference, whatever you've got going.
That's a great idea. That's great.
Zoom fatigue relief and morale building. Yeah, right on. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have a website for that or a social media site you could point us to for the new business?
Yeah. Just type in clackety-clack, heygoodmeetings.com, and you'll find us. We're right there.
Listen, absolutely true. All kidding aside, that's a brilliant idea. I mean, there's so many people that are doing these Zoom meetings blind, and that's dynamite.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's working out so far, and we're always expanding, adding more and more talent to our roster. So yeah, check it out. We're here, you know, with purpose.
Yeah. Well, listen, congratulations on everything. I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you, but the right one's terrific, and we'll be talking about it as we let you go. Can you give us another social media site for whatever else you're doing? I don't know if you do a lot of social media or if you have a regular website for something else. Please feel free to give it, and if not, thanks for being here, and we would love to have you for a longer period of time sometime in the future.
Absolutely. Like I said, you know me from all of my social handles. Just type in David Koechner, K-O-E-C-H-N-E-R. And then if you just type in, hey, good meeting, everything should come up. And thanks for letting me do the shout-out, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, you're the best. David, thanks for being here.
Outstanding. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Dave Koechner, everyone, absolutely has put together an amazing career. And again, I always do this. I'm always congratulating people on their careers. And for good reason. I mean, it's we're not trying to to try to catch somebody on something personal or anything like that. I love to celebrate careers. This guy, if you look at his IMDb, Internet Movie Database, look at his IMDb, and it's tremendous. I mean, it's absolutely tremendous, and it's littered with great things. Things that you would love to have one of. One, you know, the Goldbergs. He's done 20-something episodes of the Goldbergs. The Office. He portrays Todd Packer on the Office. Anchorman, which is huge, and they've got the huge following. And cult following behind that that franchise for sure. He did a year with SNL. He started out in Chicago with Second City. It's terrific. Again, one of my favorite shows on TV is Bill Burr's show, F is for Family, and it's an animated show. It's terrific. It's dark. It's sarcastic. It's cynical. It's whatever. He plays Bob Pogo, this obese boss, chain smoking, out of breath, out of shape guy, and he's terrific. And Bill Burr is terrific. Everybody in that show is terrific. If you get a chance to see that, I think there's only like 26 episodes of that, but it's terrific. Superior Donuts is another thing that I haven't seen, but I've had a lot of the actors on this show, and there's I don't know, he's done 30 something of them. American Dad, he's done 50 American Dads. He's got an amazing, amazing resume. And just absolutely great. David Koechner, you may not recognize the name, but you definitely recognize his work. Absolutely terrific. Check out his new business. He gave the website a little while ago. Check him out. His career is just absolutely terrific. The Right One is the latest. Perfect for Valentine's Day. And if you get a chance to see it, we just had Ken Mock, as you heard, on the show right before David. Both of them very excited about this film. Check it out digitally. Check it out in theaters, and soon you'll be able to see it on Blu-ray and DVD. Frank McKay here, signing off. David Koechner has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.